Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
And I'm Big Chuck, and here we are at the water cooler. What's on your mind, Leslie?
Well, if I have bags under my eyes, it's because basically I have become a grandmother. I have a new puppy.
I know your children,
in
and
the
that's
house.
Not
yeah.
possible.
I'm considered the grandmother. I've been demoted because my kids are the parents, apparently, so they get to have that
you
title.
You got a dog.
We got a dog. We are not dog people.
I've known you 25 years, never had a dog in your family.
We always said we were never getting a dog.
Okay,
and here we are.
So now, all right, then let me ask you these questions. First of all, A, who was the driving force? You, Mark, or the kids?
The kids.
The kids. Okay.
Definitely.
So they we want a dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
But
what?
You know what?
Yeah.
I do understand what helped me to buy into this whole thing is, first of all, if you get the right dog for your family, it could end up really great. And I was motivated by walking more outdoors, which I would like to do.
Yeah.
And I certainly have been doing that.
So what kind of dog?
It's a Woodle.
A what?
A Woodle. Which
a
is
Woodle.
A silly name. I mean, it's a Wheaton Terrier poodle mix.
And
it has
a Wheaton Terrier and a poodle.
Yeah, we needed something hypoallergenic because we're allergic.
Big, small, medium
size?
It's
going to be medium.
Yeah.
Maybe like 35 pounds
okay.
and it's adult
male,
size.
Male, female?
It's a female.
Yeah.
And so far, I'll tell you what, she won our hearts, Chuck.
Aww.
With the word, just the first time we saw her, she just looked up and that was it. It was sold.
Is this a puppy?
It's a puppy. It's only 10 weeks old.
Oh my gosh. This, you're just going
it's
right
like
from
it's like having
the
a baby.
Fire into the frying pan.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You, so
We gotta like go over the whole house and make sure the dog can't get at this. It's like baby proofing. It's
did
crazy.
So you have now done your first puppy supply
yeah.
shopping.
Oh yeah. It's out of control. And we're
did it all from the chew toy to
pit.
The crate to the bed to the leash and the collar and the bowls.
Yeah, like hundreds of dollars later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a never ending. You got to get this. You got to get that cute little jacket. Oh, but look at that collar.
And look at the funny reindeer stuff that we put on a
yeah.
dog.
I mean, the list is endless. And you got to get it a stocking.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. You're not a dog person. Have you fallen in love with a dog?
Oh, yeah.
You have.
I'm done. I'm sunk. I'm sunk.
Now, I'll tell you this. I did never have a dog in all the years you've known me. I've never had a dog.
No, you
but
didn't.
I do have one now.
Until you did.
And Trish was a dog person. And when Trish and I got married, she had a very, very old dog who passed away. And I'm thinking, okay, my time is up. My time of living dog-free is up. So we waited a year, and then actually it was Joey who said, Mom really wants to have a dog. So I said, okay. And I didn't want a dog. I did not want a dog. And
it's a
what?
Big responsibility.
I had to go over to the Delhi, to the Hearts of...
The Animal Shelter. Heart of the Catskills.
Heart of the Catskills. They had hired me. Not hired. They asked me if I would come over. It was the strangest remote broadcast I ever did. I actually called a dog square dance.
No way.
The male dogs had the scarves and the straw hats, and the girl dogs had the little skirts, and I was in the middle, and Alma, and it was so cute.
I can only imagine
it was
what
so
that looks
cute.
Like.
But I took Joey with me. He was, I don't know, 9. And there were like 5 or 6 dogs walking around with the vest on that said,
Adopt me.
Adopt me. And there was one that,
oh, yeah, yeah.
And
it's
I said, Joey, what do you think? He said, let's get it for Mom. So we did. And
it's an adult dog.
It was one when we got
okay.
it. 1.5. And now we've had the dog for, I don't know, 10 years, 9 years. And Stella is her name. I said, Trish, what are you going to name it? And she's funny. She said, let's name it Stella. That way when you're out there in your underwear and your T-shirt calling for the dog, it will always remind me of my favorite movies.
I love it.
So anyway, but I said, okay, I know you're a dog lover and the kids are dog lovers, but here's my rules. I have 2 rules. The dog is not getting on the furniture and the dog is not sleeping on my bed.
How'd that go, Chuck?
One week, after 1 week, the furniture That was out.
Within 2 months
after buying beautiful dog beds.
Oh, I know.
Beautiful dog bed. I would lie if it was a little bit.
You'd lie in it.
And now, of course, the dog is in bed with us. And if he isn't in bed, if she isn't in bed with us, I call her. Stella,
yeah.
Come on in. We can't sleep. Come on, come in. So, and yes, you know, absolutely gave up my heart to this dog, and I never thought I would. As you will,
yeah, you
I mean, you already
you
have, but as you go through life and the children grow, and you know, and all of that. Because your kids are getting old enough now. I mean, within 5 or 7 years.
They'll be gone, and we'll be left with the dog.
And you'll be left with a dog that will love you, and all they want is a walk, a walkie and a cookie. That's all Stella wants. Yeah. Of course, the cookie can be half the slice of pizza that you've left on the table overnight. You know, but you say who want to go for a walkie, and the dog's heart just pow.
Oh yeah,
let's go. You know, and we'll do anything for a cookie. It's like the old joke. You know, the dog will lay on the couch. If somebody's breaking into the house, we'll still lay on the couch. The house is on fire, the dog will still be laying on the couch. Burglars coming in, still laying on the couch.
Right.
But by God, you open a cheese wrapper,
and it's
and
there.
That dog is what? Where? Where? Walkie, cookie. What? What? No, you don't like. What did you name it?
Beethoven.
Who named it?
Oh, the kids named it.
The kids named it.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't have any say. Never had any say, Chuck.
Beethoven. That's a good name.
It's a cute name.
Is it nicknamey?
It is. I mean, we kind of settled on Tovey for short, just because Beethoven. You know, it's a little lengthy.
Beethoven. That's a nice
one.
It's a
cute little name.
That's part of your family's musical. And sure. I like that.
That's fun.
And I have never understood the crating. I know we've never crated our dog. Are you a crater?
We are trying this out.
Yeah,
because I think you know the idea. Is that it actually gives the dog a break from
stimulus. And it's their
safe
space.
Yeah, it's their space. It's their little cave. It's their safe spot.
So you're doing that.
And we're trying that out and seeing how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, of course, when you're out of the house and there's nobody at home, it doesn't allow them to chew everything up in your absence.
I see. I guess that makes sense. I know a lot of people who do it. We don't, but I know a lot of people who do it. And
it might depend on the dog that you have and the age of the dog.
Yeah, that could be.
You know,
and you will love this dog totally, and wait till you come out of the vet for the first time.
Oh, boy.
And you'll go, whose idea was it to get this dog? Whose idea was it?
We're headed there soon.
I mean, it's amazing. The vets are all terrific, but
it's pricey.
I go home at noon, like you do, and I walk in, and the kids are gone. Trish is still at work, and there's my doggy looking at me, saying, "Dad, I want a walkie
and I want
a cookie."
Welcome home.
And I say, "You know what? That's what I want too, Stella.
Yeah.
Let's go."
<That's>
all right,
fun.
Let's go back to work.